here from JustAskHim.com with another social media news bite. And we're seeing many of the technical service companies, such as Google, which offer items such as Gmail and Google Docs and things like that, really moving to push certain aspects of their business into having end-to-end encryption. Now, I've talked about end-to-end encryption before, and that is when there is full encryption between the person that is communicating from one direction all the way to the person that is receiving the message. And in this case, Google is moving to add encryption to their Google Docs. I'm not sure that this will accomplish what Google is hoping for, but they're hoping to keep the NSA out of being able to very, very easily tap right into these docs and such that we're using and have direct access to them. I think it's a good goal. I definitely think that all of the apps that we work with should have encryption. I think encryption is a great move, but at the same time, we see reports in the media that Microsoft gave the NSA direct access to the encryption mechanism that was behind services such as Skype, and that the end-to-end encryption in Skype really didn't end up doing the end user much good because the NSA had access to that key to peek in. So if these companies are going to continue to give the government access to the keys, then end-to-end encryption doesn't really accomplish the things we hope it does. I still think, though, that them adding encryption to the documents is a great move, and that is going to help in terms of things with other security related to the documents, not just the prying eyes of the government, but also in terms of hacking and phishing and things like that. When things are encrypted, it's much harder to intercept. It's much harder for the average, you know, hacker Joe to mess with. And so it's still a good goal, but I don't know that it accomplishes what Google's hoping for. I'll put the link to this story in the show notes below.